gentle as anything and live it up. BBC Radio Lancashire. Hello, I'm Sally. Have you ever fancied a real challenge? Well, how about a huge open water swim? There is a chance this summer to take part in an event off Blackpool and raise money for charity at the same time. World record holding cross-channel swimmer Julie Bradshaw, MBE, is organising the peer-to-peer open swim. Well, I joined Julie and Charlotte Gilly-Ross, who's from Ribby Hall, who are partners in the venture, at the scene of the epic event. From where we are here on the seafront at Blackpool, and the tide is kind of mid out, I suppose, not all the way out, we are under blue skies. It's a bit breezy, it's a bit chilly, but we can see the North and the South Pier. Julie and Charlotte are both with me. Julie, how long have you been doing this swim?
I've been swimming now since I was, 12 years old. I first swam the channel when I was 15 and always used the sea in Blackpool to training. So been at it a long time, 55 now, so work it out.
I mean, most people will go, goodness me, that does sound really cold, but there are ways to combat that, presumably.
Well, it's a case of training hard, the right amount of training, getting used to the cold water. So, I mean, I used to do a lot of cold water swimming, so it always felt warm when I went in, especially being from Blackpool as well.
What is the attraction of cold water swimming?
Well, I always like the cold of the water. It's got so many health benefits that's been proven nowadays, you know, people with mental health issues, depression and everything, but it's grown in popularity over the years. It's such a great sport. You can get out in the air, you've not got crowded pools, no chlorine, and it's just a great big challenge swimming in the sea.
And our sea here is just getting better and better, isn't it?
It is. It was blue flag status last year, which was absolutely amazing. The beach manager, Richard Williams, worked with us. He's working again with us this year. The swim's on the 27th of July, and the distance is about 1.6 miles. Swimmers can swim with or without a wetsuit. Obviously, have to have had some open water swimming experience. So come on, just enter.
And presumably then, the whole day is regulated and marshalled and everybody will be kept safe, won't they?
Definitely. That's the main aim, is safety. If there's any concern with weather, then it will obviously be called off. I work very closely with the Beach Patrol, with Blackpool Council, the Sandcastle, who are obviously hosting the venue, and obviously with Ribby Hall, who have been kindly partnering with me on this venture this year.
People need to be training now, don't they, Julie? And they need to think about entering now.
Yes, they definitely do, because the entry is obviously very limited, so they need to get in there now. You can enter via the Entry Central link, which is on my website, which is the getsetforsuccess.co.uk or the getsetforswimming.co.uk.
As the three of us are stood here on the promenade now looking out, and it's a chilly March day, isn't it? And you just can't imagine getting in that water, would you?
I know, and I've no excuse in those two wonderful falls. It's 100 metres from my office, and the thought of it would petrify me, but that's because I don't like the cold, that's all. But yeah, Obviously it's going to be in the summer months and I'm sure it will be great, but you've got to train specifically, I think that's fair to say, Julie, for this type of event.
Yes, definitely. You can't just swim in a swimming pool. You need to be able to train outside, get the right amount of training in, and, you know, most of all, be safe when you're swimming.
Is this a unique opportunity for people? The people come from all over the world and all over the country to have a go at this.
It is. It's one of those ticking off the bucket list.
Yeah.
As I say, I started my channel swimming career swimming in Blackpool, doing the pier swim, and so many people last year were just so glad that I brought the swim back, because it had been running about a couple of decades ago, obviously, off and on, and didn't run after that, and then I was really glad to bring it back last year. It was a huge success, and we just hope for such good weather like last year.
Go from strength to strength, hopefully. Presumably then you don't have the problems that you might have crossing the channel with lots of other shipping. I mean, when you did swim the channel, what was that like in terms of boats going past you?
The English Channel is the busiest shipping lane in the world. There's never a moment goes by when there's not a boat somewhere going across, but you affiliate to one of the channel swimming associations who have pilots that take you safely across. When the tide's right, you go. If the weather's not right, you don't go across. It was one of those things. I was due to get off in the July, in the end. It was about the middle of August when I did mine, and I was only 15 at the time, so my dad said, let's go.
But you've not looked back since then, have you, really?
No, I've always been swimming, still in swimming now. I did the channel, then obviously 23 years later, swam it again on Butterfly, for which I still hold the world record. Swam Manhattan Island a few years back on Butterfly. So
that is one of the hardest strokes to do in the world, isn't it?
It is. It's the hardest stroke, but I do enjoy doing it. People said, well, why are you doing it fly? I said, well, why not? I've done it freestyle before. And it was a challenge. And I love swimming. Walking round the river.